I wake up determined to deliver a better life for the people all across this nation that have been ignored, neglected, and abandoned. These are the forgotten men and women of our country, and they are forgotten, but they're not going to be forgotten long. These are people who work hard, but no longer have a voice. I am your voice.
Hey there, Patriots. I hope you guys are having a great day. Thanks for joining with me on short notice. So this is what's going on. We, you know, every Wednesday I am on Brideon.tv, and so they have asked if I would send a, rather than do the live, if I would do the pre-recorded. And so I'm like, okay, then that, what that means is I'll try, my goal is to try to do the video on Tuesday, and likely in that around this time of the day, so that I can send that to them. It'll be hot off the press, so I'll have that for them for Wednesday morning at 10 a.m. So that's the current plan. Okay, so anyway, welcome. If you're new here, I'm Melissa, Red Pill the World, and I'm so excited. I finally got this all worked out. Look at me on live like I know what I'm doing. What do you think about that? So, yeah, we're on Facebook. So some of you guys try to, you know, go over there on Facebook too to help with that stream, and make sure to share it, like, share, and subscribe, as well as on X. And those, I will not be sharing the links, well, the YouTube and the Facebook, but it's always Melissa Redpill, okay? Facebook.com, Melissa Redpill, okay? So I'm so glad you're here. We're going to talk about this solar eclipse, and of course, our wonderful president, I am your voice. I'm telling you, he just continually amazes all of us on the daily, every day. So here's my site, freedomforce.live. If you want to go and see all the videos about how this is biblical, if you really want to know how this is biblical, that's my site, freedomforce.live, L-I-V-E. Yes, and don't forget, like, share, and subscribe on all those places. So thank you so much for doing that. But yeah, President Trump today, as you know, he's out there, you know, just doing it every day. They put him in a very difficult spot, an impossible spot that no bonding company is willing to do. After 20 different companies they've tried to go to, no one's got $500 million lying around that they can do with this bond. So it's quite something. I was thinking we need to go to a GoFundMe. What do y'all think about that? Do y'all think that's a good idea? Yeah, hey, I'm so glad you caught me live. I'm live right here. Yeah, so what is the deal with how about going to do a GoFundMe? We could raise that money so quick. I mean, I really do believe. Remember the tennis shoes? Here he's got the tennis shoes, and he raised, what is it, millions of dollars, whatever it was that day. So I really feel like we could do that. I don't know who would lead the charge to make this happen, but anyway, these people are out of control, and that's the biggest thing. I don't know how he's going to solve it. I don't know when, I don't know the way, but I know he will. And this, they already knew that they were going to try to pull this stunt. We knew this. And peekaboo and all them. So everything that they attempt will fail. So don't let any of this worry you. And one of the things that we've been talking about is the solar eclipse. And so one of my wonderful friends on Team Melly, she's the one who helps to post so much. Hey, Colleen, she sent me some information about that. One of the people had contacted her saying that they were all nervous about something about the eclipse, and there's going to be an earthquake, and the world's going to split in two, and all this stuff. Do not let them flip you out. Don't play that with them. Don't let them do this. I mean, that's what our whole channel is about, that this is the Lord's plan. This is the day where it's being set free from these creeps. So not to worry about anything that they say or do, anything. Just know that this is the end of them. The X is about the end times for them, okay? So don't let any of this upset you. So it's going to be on the 8th of April. Oh, did you guys look at your Melly Mail? You should have your Melly Mail. It should be in your inbox. So a bunch of people just signed up to get mail. And would you believe my last mail that I sent you guys was September? Right before the Feast of Tabernacles. And y'all know what happened on the Feast of Tabernacles, right? Which was the Hamas deal, Israel, that whole false flag that happened. Isn't that wild? I don't even know. The days have gone by so quick. Doesn't it feel like the days are going by so quick? Anyway, so this is the thing that I want to talk to you about tonight. And I had a video about it probably 6 months ago because I researched it back in the day. And so it's time. It's coming up, you know, within the next couple of weeks. And so go ahead and get you some of those little glasses. So if you're in the line that you can look at it, it's super cool. This is a sign. And the Lord even told us in Matthew, I'm going to read this to you from Matthew 24, the sign of Jonah. Well, what was the sign? What was the thing that the reason that he went up there? Yes, the Lord told him to go up there, but they saw an eclipse and they realized that judgment was falling on them. And so they had to repent and they did repent. Jonah was mad. That was quite an interesting story because he hated these people for all the evil that they had done. And so, you know, it really boils down to if any of these people would truly repent, would you be mad? You know, that was what happened with Jonah. He was mad that they repented, but anyway, they did. And what is the sign of Jonah? It's this solar eclipse. There's also the sign of Jonah that he went into the belly of the fish and he out 3 days later, he was, the fish coughed him up and the Lord resurrected him. Anyway, but I just wanted you to connect those dots that there was a solar eclipse in Nineveh. And yes, the solar eclipse is going across Nineveh. All right. So, but the bottom line, I really do think that this X is the big Xing out of this cabal. I think this is a sign. This is a sign from the Lord. This is the end of them, not of our country. It's the end of them ruling over us, the end of the tyrants. So this is happening on April 8th, 2024. So I wanted you to see this. Do you remember seeing this? Raise your hand if you remember seeing this, because I talked about this 6 months ago, something like that, back in the day when I was doing newsletters. I don't even know how I get so busy. But anyway, this is where the eclipse is landing. Look at this. Let me see if I can make it any bigger. I think that's about as big as I can get it. Oh, there it is. I can make it bigger. Look at this. This is Pisces. Pisces is the fish. We have been in the age of Pisces. The age of Pisces is the age in which we will be the fishers of men. We have been fishing for people to bring them into the kingdom. And so now we're moving into the age of Aquarius. The age of Aquarius, of course, is where the Holy Spirit is poured out on all flesh. This is the symbol is where the power of the Lord is just poured out on us, and we'll have this beautiful millennial kingdom on earth. So that's not just from there. If you're not familiar with what I do, I've been able to decode not only Revelation, but also all these Old Testament books that told us about this amazing day that we are witnessing. And this is it, freedomforce.live. You go there, you scroll down, you see the books that I have compiled, just decoding. I'm like, it's right there. It's not even that hard. It's like, it's right there, clear as it can possibly be. That's like, this is what we're experiencing, this great awakening and the end of these criminals. And that's exactly what the Lord told us. This is the one on Revelation, End Times and 1,000 Years of Peace, and then End Times, Major Clues from Minor Prophets, and then End Times, This is Biblical, all the Bible stories that you've ever heard. I've got 17 here that are just a roadmap of what is going to happen. All right, so this is the solar eclipse. That each of these signs in the heavens, the Lord put, he says in Genesis 1:14, I put the sun, moon, and stars in the heavens for signs, seasons, days, and years. This sign right here of the fish, they are attached to the sea monster. You see this name right here, Cetus the sea monster, just like in the movie, The Clash of the Titans. And there's that monster, and he's coming up trying to grab the beautiful princess. And so that just in the nick of time, Perseus shows the head of Medusa, and the sea monster just crumbles. Remember that show? If you haven't seen The Clash of the Titans, you need to check it out. It's really quite something. You can even just watch just a little clip of it online. But this is astronomically, the Lord put this in the heavens, these signs for us, and all the countries in the world have recognized all these same symbols in the heavens. This sea monster is trying to drag us into the pits of hell. That's the whole point about we're attached to this sea monster, and both of these little fishies are trying their hardest to get away. They can't get away from this sea monster. But looky here. Look what's happening. Tomorrow is we have this amazing eclipse in the heavens that is burning the cord that's holding us to this sea monster. So we're going to break free. If you notice, this particular fish is fighting so hard to pull away. I think he's doing a little bit better job than the other one trying to get away from him. But either way, we need someone to snap that cord, to burn a hole in that cord so that we can get away from this sea monster. And this is what this image is about. That's what is the symbol right there. Isn't that cool? Isn't that awesome? I didn't know if you guys knew that, but that, you know, that's what I talked about several months ago, and here we are. It's coming up in just, you know, a couple of weeks. So when you see this, I want you to make sure to share this video with people so that they understand and have this joy and hope. The Lord gave these signs, just like I said. He says in Genesis 1:14, I put the sun, moon, and stars in the heavens for signs, seasons, days, and years. All these stars are telling us if we just know how to decode it. And know what's so great, if you haven't seen my videos also on, and they're actually on here, freedomforce.live, if you go and you look in the video categories, to show you where you can see the astronomical, let's see if I can find that one, where we've been rearranging some things. Okay, here we go. Biblical astronomy. God gave us a heavenly storybook, must see. So that is where you find out what each of the biblical signs, what the constellations means biblically, whether it's Virgo being the virgin bride of Christ, or Leo being the lion of the tribe of Judah. Each one has a biblical meaning. And like Libra is the scales of justice. You know, they're all having a specific biblical meaning, and they all coincide with one of the tribes of Israel. So, and write this down. Make sure and make a note that after we get finished with our show today, I want you to go look for your mail. Hopefully you got your mail from me. Melissa at freedomforce.live. I want you to go and check it out. They might have switched up the name of the email, but anyway, just it's going to have it on it. You can search. I think I've got on there Purim and Mar-a-Lago and Omer, because all these things are coming up. So I want you to know the dates of all these things that are coming up. Really, really big things are coming up. And anyway, I talk about right here the biblical signs in the heavens. And what they mean. So really cool. I think you'll really enjoy it. All right. So and also how you can get Stellarium. I've got the link on there on the email that I just sent you on how you can get the Stellarium program and see it for yourself. So I'm going to go ahead and show that to you first. You want me to read the verse to you, or do you want to? I'll show you this first. This is Stellarium. stellarium.org. And so I've got it right here where you can actually zoom in on it. This is actually the live Stellarium. And so what you have to do is at the bottom, you have to make all those settings, just every one of those settings. I want you to take a screenshot of it and make your Stellarium look exactly like this, and make sure that you've got with this one right here, azimuthal mount. You want to have it on azimuthal mount. And so what happens is I'll back it up a few minutes. So here it is coming up where you were just before the solar eclipse. Of course, this is on the new moon. And so the moon is right there making a shadow over the sun. So this is right there on right at noon, high noon, basically, on the 8th of April. How cool is that? How cool is that? So this is that sea monster right there. Cetus, the sea monster, and there's Aquarius. So we're moving out of the age of Pisces and moving into the age of Aquarius. So I want you to see that. All right. The next thing I want you to see is the verse that the Lord told us in Matthew. Our Lord Jesus told us what to expect and not to worry, you know, even when they throw you in jail, like they threw Navarro in jail today, you know, and, you know, I just pray and let's just pray in Jesus' name that he will be safe. He'll be protected. He'll feel the presence of the Lord like he never has before. And he'll be in very good shape. Nothing will happen to him. He will be A-okay. And everything, all the evil that they attempt to do will turn out for good. And that this will be used to wake up the masses. And I will tell you, Peter Navarro is one of the greatest patriots to ever live. And he wants everyone to wake up. And they're talking about this all over the world because he's one of the top people in President Trump's administration. And they are in shock that one of the top people in President Trump's administration would be thrown in jail. They realize that the whole thing is trumped up, literally trumped up. And so the same thing, did you hear Bolsonaro was just indicted? I mean, it's these governments are rogue and everybody is waking up to realize what's going on. So, yeah, I think that with them trying to take basically bankrupt President Trump, that is being used also to wake up the masses. I will tell you that President Trump clearly counted the cost. He knew that they would potentially pull this, you know, and he's willing to do it. Amazing. What billionaire do you know who would be willing to do this? Amazing. Yeah, and he even actually talked with Greg Kelly yesterday, and he said that there was a protective hand over him. Did you see that? I just posted that on social media. If you aren't familiar with that, go to my channel, freedomforce.live, where did I put it? Right here, freedomforce.live, and you look at it here, right, all the social media, and I just posted where President Trump said there was a protective hand over him. How cool is that? Isn't that awesome? All right, so I want you to see that. Here's Matthew chapter 24. I'm going to start with verse 28. It says, just as the gathering of vultures shows there's a carcass nearby, so these signs indicate that the end is near. How about that? Okay, so what does this mean? The vulture shows there's a carcass nearby. So the question is, who's the carcass? You know, they're trying to kill us off. There's a lot of carcasses. But we, at the end of Revelation chapter 19, it says that we will come eat the flesh of kings. Remember that? And devour their carcass, basically, is talking about. I should take that to take you to that here in just a second. But this is really the end. What I really think it's talking about is that we are attacking them to destroy them like a bloodbath. I don't find it very much of a coincidence that they've been talking about bloodbath all day long, because that's what's on their minds. They know that we are coming in for the kill. They know that Biden's numbers are tanking, that there's no hope for you know, Bird Brain to be in the nominee. They realize that Biden is a loser. He's a loser, and they're not going to be able to work out the whole numbers of getting people to vote in, you know, and to cheat enough this time. They look at the numbers, they're like, we can't make it work this time. We don't have the ability to make it work. This is why they have to bring in the numbers. Elon Musk just posted something about that the numbers that they have coming in are trying to help them so that they can fudge the vote, but they realize it's not going to work. And they're just watching as this train wreck happens to them. And as this vultures, the carcass is them, you know, and one says it could be both, because there has been so much of a bloodbath of just so many people decimated on both sides. It's a war. Hello. It's a war. It's a war called Armageddon. So, but the great thing is we win. So these signs indicate the end is near immediately after the anguish. We have been through anguish. It's been anguish upon anguish. And we haven't even, you know, had some of these things like the poor people eating out of garbage trucks in Venezuela or the people who's had their organs taken from them in China with the Uyghurs, or the people being genocide inflicted on the people of Gaza, and all the bombs and the people being forced on the front lines in Ukraine. I mean, it's just been tribulation upon tribulation and upon anguish, right? The sun will be darkened, the moon will give no light, the stars will fall from the sky, and the powers of the heavens will be shaken. What is this talking about? The sun will be darkened, as in solar eclipses. We've had so many solar eclipses. It's like the heavens are flashing, flashing, flashing all the time, that this is it. This is it. And some people are not paying attention, but we are. That's what we're here together to do. Right? Right, Freedom Force Battalion? Thank you. Thank you so much, Decatur 68. Yes, I'm so glad. I'm so glad to get to share the truth. I was just talking to my mom today, and we have a beautiful heritage in our family of people who would get together to speak God's word. And I'm just so thankful to be able to continue that heritage. You know, and a grandmother, if you're in heaven watching, know that I'm so happy that you are always on your knees praying for me, and so that helping me to grow in my faith, so that I would be able to be a part of you know, sharing the truth in this day. I'm very thankful for that. Very, very thankful for that. I'm so glad to be on here with you guys. I don't even know if I'd bust. If I couldn't share the word of God, I'd just probably pop. Anyway, so the moon will give no light. We've seen so many blood moons also. But this one is a big sign. And I think this is why Elon, who clearly knows the stars, he knows the heavens, he knows all these things, that's why he named Twitter X. I really do think that. Anyway, and it says that at last the sign of the Son of Man, the sign that the Son of Man is coming, will appear in the heavens, and there will be deep mourning among all the peoples of the earth, and they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory, and he will send out his angels with a mighty blast of a trumpet, and they will gather his trumpet and gather his chosen ones from all over the world, from the farthest ends of the earth and heaven. This is the sign of the Son of Man, as I've shown you many times, but I'm going to show it again, because I don't mind showing it again, and I know you guys don't mind seeing it, and I want to make sure that people who have not seen it get to see it. Oh dear, what did I do? Come on, Melissa. You can do better. Okay, here we go. So when you go to freedomforce.live and you scroll down, this is the sign of the Son of Man. He says, when you see that sign, all the earth will mourn. That's the sign. That's the woman in labor. If you haven't seen that, you've got to go to my book. This one right here, I think it's chapter 2. I talk about the woman in labor. That's what this is. She's in labor to be delivered. And so here is this sign that happened. And as quick as that, we started to wake up. And President Trump was elected on the very day that Jupiter entered into her womb, was there for 42 weeks. It's an amazing, amazing sign. This is what he's talking about in Matthew chapter 24, verse 30. And he will send out his angels with a mighty blast of a trumpet. That's us. He's awakened us. You heard that trumpet, whether you don't know what you heard, but you knew the Lord called you to be in here and to get in here and fight, right? And to research and to share and to pray and to be a part of what he's doing on this earth. So then he says, when the Son of Man returns, it will be as it was in Noah's day. In those days, before the flood, the people were enjoying banquets and parties and weddings right up to the time Noah entered his boat. Why is he talking about this? He's talking about the deluge to wash them all away. He's talking about the blood bath to wash them all away. That's what it's talking about. I just posted a big red wave. Did y'all see that post? And I just said, blood bath coming to wash them all away. He says people didn't realize what was going to happen until the flood came and swept them all away. That is the way it will be when the Son of Man comes. Isn't that awesome? That's what we're experiencing. And we are on the boat. We are safe. We are absolutely safe. And to be honest, President Trump is safe. Peter Navarro is safe. Steve Bannon is safe. We're all safe. And they are the ones in jeopardy. And they know it. You can tell by the panic. I was going to see if there was one other verse I wanted to see. Let's see. Here we go. I like this one. Verse 33. Who loves that? Verse 33 says, in the same way, when you see all these things, you can know his appearing, his return, his appearing is very near, right at the door. How about that? How about that? And I've read to you many times again, for those of you who are new and don't know about these things, all in these books right here, this one right here, the Major Clues from Minor Prophets, it talks about that the Lord himself will be king. Look at the last verse of the only chapter in the book of Obadiah. It says the Lord himself will be king. It also says this in several other places, and I talk about it in the book, but it basically it says that he says, the Lord, I will live among you. How about that? We're going to see it, you guys. And that's why I'm always saying, you guys, make sure to take care of yourself. And these are the links about how you can take care of yourself. Detox, for mercy's sake, detox. This is where you go to, right here on the health links. Cleanse your water, please, please, please. Another friend of mine called and said she was dizzy. I'm like, girlfriend, are you drinking tap water? She said, yes. I'm like, no, don't drink it. Don't cook with it. Don't do anything. Cleanse it and then cleanse your body of all these toxins. Once I started doing that, I haven't had a dizzy spell ever since. So yeah, all these ways that you can heal your heart. Do a smoothie every day. You guys, I'm serious. Every day. Not a day goes by that I don't make a green smoothie. Look at me. If would you ever imagine I was poisoned a year ago, right? All right, so I want you to see this. This is the sign of the Son of Man. He says, when you see these signs, you know his return, his appearing is very near, right at the door. How awesome is that? Okay, so I'm going to show you also. This is the email that I sent to you. I hope that you all got it. And so here it is. It's got several things that are coming up. Purim is coming up on the 24th of March, which is this Sunday. This is the Sunday. This is the celebration of where the people were saved from being genocided, a worldwide genocide of all of God's people. This is the celebration that we're having this Sunday. Okay, so get ready. We're going to talk about it on Sunday because it's our celebration. But I want you to be prepared and aware of it. And so you can go on the email and you can watch the video so you can kind of brush up on it. But yeah, they had planned to have them all killed. Just like the New World Order has been plotting against us. And this is, we're going to be rescued. This is, again, another story that the Lord told that we're going to defeat them. And they, if you remember Hateful Haman in the story, he was skewered. I didn't write it. I'm just telling you what it said. I'm just the messenger. Yeah, this is what happened. This is, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. They will be destroyed. Okay, I talk also about the eclipse spot, exactly where it's happening, right there to separate the fishies from the mean sea monster. That is on the 8th of April, so get your little glasses so you're ready to go and watch this in the heavens. And you might even see, because it'll get dark, if you're in a really good spot, it'll get dark, and you'll be able to see the stars, and you'll know that is exactly where that is. You'll see it in the heavens, so those of you who are able to witness it, you'll be able to see the sign of us being separated from the sea monster. How cool is that? Y'all glad? Who's glad to know that? Isn't that cool? Isn't that awesome? I love it. The other thing is, we're going, and you're going with me. All of you guys are going with us to Mar-a-Lago on the 11th of April. So I'll be posting videos and photos while we're there. Hopefully I'll have good internet service. So I will share all of that with you. I cannot even wait. I cannot even believe I'm getting to go. We're taking Team Melly. You guys give a shout out to all of our Team Melly. They're so wonderful. They helped me to a thousand different things, helping me to scrub, like Cheryl scrubs the videos so we can put them on YouTube. So you guys make sure to share those videos on YouTube. Miraculously, where our channel is up. I have been putting posts on Getter and True Social and all around. They helped me to work on these books to make sure that the books are make some kind of sense. I'm just so thankful for who the Lord brought to help me, because I need serious help. Anyway, so that's we're going to go together on the 11th, and everybody's going to get to go with me, okay? So it's going to be so much fun. All right, and then the Omer. Okay, this is the other thing I want you to be aware of, is that this year, it's very strange, Easter does not fall during the same week as Passover, okay? So not sure exactly. If I was reading about it, it doesn't really make sense to me, but whatever. What we're going to do is we're going to count the Omer not starting on Easter on the calendar this year. We're going to follow the biblical calendar. The biblical calendar has it start after the full moon. After the full moon, We're going to start the count, which is it's going to be on the 23rd of April. And then we count our 7 weeks. And remember, you're going to have to get your bundle. If you just got pixie sticks, do that. If you got weeds, fine. Make yourself a bundle of weeds, whatever you can come up with, so you can start counting the Omer. Because this could be the year. I don't know. Maybe it's going to be next year. I don't know when it's going to be. But one day, on that 50th day, that 50th is the Jubilee pronouncement. So that's what the promise is in God's word, that not only the little, you know, country in the Middle East where Jesus was, you know, raised would be set free, but the entire world would be set free. So we've got to be set free, as you see from this beautiful sign in the heavens. I was just showing you this sign. We've got to be set free, and we also have to have our financial system set free. And this is all has to be done clockwork precision. Yeah, this is basically the heavenly clock. All right, so then the other thing I talk about, okay, that's the Omer count. If you're not familiar with that, you know, brush up on that on the email. And I talk about something so cool that I found out about the Judah kings. This, remember the figure eight, the green figure eight is part of our symbolism. This is from Tara. There's no doubt about it. Tara, however you say it, right there, which is the coronation site of the Judah kings. And if you haven't seen my video about how President Trump is from both lines of Judah, you've got to go see it at this, you know, really, really extremely wonderful information. So I found out something super cool, and I'm not going to show it that much detail on this video, but you know those standing stones that are in Ireland? They're all over in England and I guess Scotland too. They're all around. Did you know that in the middle circle, a lot of times it's 13 stones? Anyway, I go at the end of this on the email, but anyway, there's 13 stones. Those represent the 13 tribes of Israel. You're like, well, what? I thought there was 12 tribes. Yes, except remember, who remembers? Joseph's sons were adopted. So Joseph got the double blessing. It's like a baker's dozen. So yes, there are 13 tribes. If you notice on the maps, you'll see the tribe of Manasseh and the tribe of Ephraim. And those are the two sons of Joseph that were adopted. So you look at this as a 13 tribes, and we, I think, represent in America the tribe of Manasseh. So there's that in this center circle, you've got the 13, and then branching out from that, there are more stones, and they create a Celtic cross. How cool is that? Right in the center. Have you noticed the Celtic cross? I'm like, why does the Celtic cross have that circle? It dawned on me what it was when I was doing all this research. You know, I was like, that's the coolest. Isn't that cool? Who thinks that's super cool? So that's the circle, in the center of the Celtic cross represents the lost tribes of Israel, the tribes of Israel, the 13 tribes, and then going out from that is all of us branching out, but it's making this Celtic cross. How cool is that? All throughout the land of the, you know, Ireland, Scotland, England. So, but starting from right here. Yeah. And I found out, you know, where our people are from, you know, it's super cool. This is where many of us are from. And more than likely, because of what I found out was a lot of our family moved over here in the 1600s because these usurpers were just out of control and, you know, killing people willy nilly. And so, you know, they had to come to America and, you know, it had to take something serious to get our forefathers over here, because, you know, who's going to pick up stakes and go to live somewhere completely different, right? It would take some serious motivation. All right. So anyway, I want you to see those clues over on your email. So yeah, there's Mar-a-Lago, there's the Omer, there's the beautiful sign in the heavens. All right. I think that's everything I wanted to show you on that. Oh yeah. So what's happening is Brideon.com. Here's all the channels. And so what we're doing is now we're putting, they're asking us just to put the videos on here and to upload them. So that's what we're going to be doing. So that I will be, if you didn't catch this at the beginning, if you're just now coming on, I'm going to be doing this on Tuesdays. I'll be trying to do a live on Tuesdays. Probably I'll try to come up with a time that, you know, if I can ever get myself together here. It's always got too many things to do. But anyway, probably around this time, 6 o'clock, 5:30, something like that, that we'll have a live instead of on Wednesday morning. Okay. And then I'll have it where I can send that to them so that they can post that on. If you missed it, then you can go on brighteon.tv/live to watch it there. All right. I want you to see that. Oh, I've got something else cool to show you. One other thing cool to show you. Okay. But if those of you who are new, like I said, this is where you go to get all the information about how you can lift depression, lift the bipolar disorder. These are nerve disorders. And so I've got wonderful information about that, wonderful information about how to detox and all that. But this one right here, tips for improving your health, that's where I've talked about cleansing your water. Please tell me on the chat that you are all cleansing your water. Please tell me that you are not. There's not a freedomforcebattalion.com. It's freedomforce.live. My name 66 is freedomforce.live. Okay. Anyway, so make sure that you please cleanse your water. And also check out this Q streaming. I am so happy. I found we're saving $1,000 a year. $1,000. Check it out. And they have the sports and the pay-per-view and non-censored. It's a Patriot channel for $60 a month. So yeah, check it out. It's no contract at all. I'm really, really happy that we found this. It took a minute for them to work out the kinks, but the kinks are all worked out. So get rid of, you know, the Direct or Dish or all these cabal groups that won't let the truth come out. Get rid of them. Goodbye to them. So yeah, you got to go to freedomforce.myqstreaming.com, myCUEstreaming.com, freedomforce.myqstreaming.com. Anyway, if you go to freedomforce.live, you'll see the link right here. My QStreaming, Patriot TV. All right. This is the cool thing. Did y'all see this? Okay. I know many of you look at the deck clock. That's not cool. This deck clock is not cool about how there's, you know, all of our debt. It's outrageous. It's horrible. It's terrible. Thank you, Randy Cujo. Haven't had tap water in 10 years. Good job. Filter water for cooking, too. Me, too, R.C. Hookie. Me, too. Yes. Good deal. Good. Keep it up, guys. We're going to live as long as trees, right? All right. So, yeah, this is terrible. Except for the fact that we know that all the things that they did to us, they will be left holding the bag. Remember, President Trump switched it out so that the Treasury is over the Federal Reserve. And so now all of this is in the hands, all this debt is in the hands of the cabal. They're left holding the bag of debt. So I'm sure a big part of how we're going to be set free from their financial system, their financial tyranny. But check this out. On the top, on the right, this is under usdebtclock.org. If you look right here, there's a secret window. Check out what they put on the secret window. Look at that. That is the sign. If you look at closely, you'll see the sign of the Son of Man in there. There you go. Melly's knows what she's talking about. Look at that. There's the sign of the Son of Man, which I had just shown you. You see all the beautiful, the stars coming into alignment, exactly like I just showed you on freedomforce.live, right there. That's the sign right there. And if you look at that, it also has the big X. It has the big X. These two amazing signs the Lord is giving us. And they're really from Revelation 12, 1 and 2, where it says the delineated revelation, sign of the Son of Man. And then Matthew 24, which is where our Lord Jesus told us to watch for the sign of the Son of Man. And that when all these signs happen, the sun being darkened and the moon turned to blood and all that, you will know that the Lord is right at the door. How about that to be revealed? All right. So I wanted you to see that. Who thinks that's cool? Isn't that the coolest? Isn't that super cool? X or Ta? Interesting. What do you mean by that, Quicksilver 8? X or Ta? That's very interesting. The flag, maybe Quicksilver 8 is talking about the flag. I don't know. The red flag that is kind of like the British, the flag there, that was the original flag that Moses had in the desert with the people. They had, each tribe had their own flag, and then they have one flag for the whole nation. It was not the quote, what they call the Star of David. Interesting. That's a very interesting point. The Aleph and the Tau are on this sign, this flag, this red flag. And if you search up Tia Tephi, T-E-A-T-E-P-H-I, which I have videos on that under the Lost Tribes of Israel, but she's draped in this flag. Pretty cool. So it's interesting that X would be taught that. I need to research that. I need to research that. Okay, thank you for that. Thank you for that hint. Thank you. I just love our battalion. So many, you know, iron sharpening iron. Okay, our time is almost out. Let's go. Let's go ahead to the Lord. Thank you so much, Lord, for bringing us all together. Thank you, Lord, that you help us to piece these things together, this beautiful truth that you keep disclosing all this to us and explaining to us and guiding us. Lord, we are in full faith knowing that you are going to guide us every step. We just trust you every step of the way. We don't know what the future holds, but we know you hold the future. We pray again for our wonderful president, President Trump. We pray for our wonderful Peter Navarro, great patriot. We pray for Mike Lindell, who's gone through $40 million. Thank you for these great patriots. Help us to support each one of them however we can, as well as Bannon and everybody who's out on the front lines. Lord, protect them. I pray that everything that the enemy has done will be exposed and they'll be destroyed before our very eyes. We know that this will. We're ready for this to happen today, but we are trusting your plan and your timing, and just ask your blessing on each one of us that we will acquit ourselves as men to fight hard in this great day of battle. This is our opportunity to show ourselves faithful and to prove ourselves faithful to you, that we love you and we are in this with you. We thank you for the courage that our wonderful president has exhibited that gives us steely spines also. And I just ask you to continue to bless us so that we can bless others and awaken the people. Use all this craziness to awaken the people. And we pray all this in your wonderful name, King Jesus. Amen. I love you guys. I love you so much. Thank you for all the good stuff. Thank you for all the good information. Oh, it's a birthday, huh? Happy birthday to Barron Trump. All right, I think that's it. Quicksilver, I got T-A-V, Tav. Okay, I've seen it both ways. Anyway, I guess I'll get out of here so I can go ahead and record this video. And I will talk to you later.